is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
It's time now for Divine Channel with Diana Kuschenbach. Diana is a Lilac Master Intuitive Healer, Teacher, and Divine Channel. Call in today for special channeled guidance. Area code 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274. Let's welcome Diana back to News for the Soul.
Hi, Diana. Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year. Good to hear you. It's good to be back.
Yay. For those that are new and newer, let's get to introduce yourself, your show, and what's up for today.
Okay. I'm Diana Kuschenbach, and I am from a suburb of Chicago. That's where I am currently. Really just opened up in 2007 to really understanding my gifts, and they all opened up all of a sudden when I had someone close to me pass. So once everything opened, a couple days after that, there was a missing person in our area. And that was, it was an interesting week because of losing my friend. And I also had close connections with the missing person. I didn't know her, but I did know people around her. So it was me getting ready to go to my friend's wake and seeing two spirits, seeing my friend and also seeing this missing person in spirit form, which that was brand new to me. You know, I think I had spoke to them before, you know, like if I reached out to my grandpa and just said, hey, miss you, you know, maybe visiting his grave and I could hear a message, things like that that I thought were normal. But to really open up like I did where I could sense vibrations and everything all at once that I never did, it just happened. So I've been on a path of healing. It started off just, it's not about, so what I'm doing now is I'm trying to answer the question and I'm just going to fall back into where my higher guidance wants me. And we'll just see. Well, I've come a long way since then. They said don't spend so much time back there. But I've come a long way. I've learned so much. A lot of energy healing. Now I do lilac healing. Lilac healing was something that was gifted to me from my higher guidance after using Reiki for a lot of years, helping people that way. Just doing energy healing, I spent a lot of time getting to know my guidance and how to do things and how to follow direction. So it's something I'm really good at is to hear where the higher guidance wants us to go, not necessarily where we think the answer is, but to be pointed a direction and follow that direction, having no clue why it makes sense or why to go that way, but that, you know, connection with what I call God, but source, creator, that highest form of light or love, the universe, however you call it, we mean the same thing, but it's following that instead of the things we're around every day here and challenges and all things, just being in a physical world, but go through the physical world while being divinely guided. So I guess I would be the person you would go to if you've been stuck a long time, you've been trying to figure something out, or you're brand new. But I mean, if you have something really complicated you want help with, call in. You can always make a private session if being here isn't the right thing for you. But I have a team of guides, and it's just a lot of loving ascended masters and God. But everything is, it comes through source or God first, and I just trust it every time. So that's kind of how my gift works, but I'm really good at figuring out other people's too, because I get guided. So,
All right.
Yeah, it's been 2 months since I've been here, and I've been working a lot on just how do we get to our next higher level. And for me, I have to get away from the way that I've always been doing it. So, you know, if I've always taught classes every month, if I've always done sessions in person, now I'm completely in phone sessions with people. I do teach classes in person still, but they had me stop the routine. Stop the routine of doing everything the way you did, because guess what? That's probably where you're going to stay. And if you're looking to go beyond it, or you know you have other things to achieve, or, you know, to help people, this is kind of where you're going. You just, you try something different, even when it doesn't make sense. So that's pretty much their message today. That's why I keep rattling on like this.
Well, it's a good message, and I'm sure a lot of us relate on personal levels. Lines are pretty packed up, so whenever you want to go to the lines, let me know.
Yes, now would be great. Thank you.
Now, okay, no time like the present. We're going to start with international, because I know they're paying bigger bills to be here. International caller, you're live with Diana. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Good day, Nicole. Good day, Diana. This is Bob. This is Bob from the Whitsunday Islands.
I knew it was Bob.
Hi,
Bob.
Hi, and Nicole, for your information, I've started a new campaign for 2023, and my campaign is to save 1 million lives by eradicating suicide. So that's my.
Yeah.
Mission for this year, and it feels like I've got all my ducks in a row. You know, I've got my videos and my books and stuff, and the only challenge I have now is to get my story and my message out to a broader audience. And Diana, I really
Send me some info, Bob.
Diana, I really resonated with what you shared. A lot of what you talk about is in that realm of I don't know what I don't know, and that's what makes my life exciting. But within the silence of my heart, I found a place I call my knowing, and my knowing has no words, and it's just a feeling of contentment, connection to source, and which, you know, isn't too bad for an ex-fitter turner to get where I am today. But I'm really looking forward to anything you can share that's pertinent to me and my journey.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling. And if we can just take a moment and breathe into our hearts, just breathe into your heart. And I can feel your light. I can feel how very connected and how you channel naturally just as who you are. There's a stretch that's uncomfortable sometimes. Do you have that? Where you just, it's like, okay, we're already going fast. This is almost uncomfortable fast. Do you ever have that?
Sometimes, Diana, I have so much bliss in my life that I could do with a bliss break. It's like...
So there's definitely something that the higher guidance would like you to be able to say today, can you be open that it may not be exactly what you thought it was going to be? And just clear your mind, connect, and find out what it is they're looking for you to share or speak today, okay?
But what's present for me is in this healing journey of all of us, that simply by sharing our stories, we help to heal each other, because everyone holds a piece of the puzzle.
Okay, so if you're okay with it, they want you to go back in and get just a little bit more. It feels just a little bit more intense, but it, I guess you can handle this. We're doing this. So here we go. I see your beautiful light. You are welcome here. You are welcome here to express yourself. You're not taking advantage of this time. Speak what you need to speak.
Well, two things are sort of present. For me, the biggest disease in Western society, the biggest killer in Western society, is programming. People are living their programming and not living their heart-centered truth. And for me to get to that place, I had to face all my own demons. And that was really hard. But on the other side of all of that, going through that rite of passage, I'm just so content. And if I can get there, and I'm just a simple bloke, if I can get there, then anyone can.
Are you comfortable telling a little bit of your story that you're being asked to? You don't have to.
This is something I learned from the tribal people here in Australia, is in the final analysis, all I have is my story, and I'm just trying to live a good one. And what has brought me to this space of authenticity and contentment is I had a very, very violent childhood. My mum was just a volcano, you know. She was always beating me, whether I was good or bad. And Dad was doing what Dads did, bringing home the bacon. So he was a mythical creature, you know. He was never there. So the messages I got was, Mum's always beaten me, therefore she does not love me, therefore I'm unlovable and it's all my fault. And then the second message was, and the world's a dangerous place because I was always getting beaten. And then the message I got from Dad was, Dad never spends any time with me, therefore he does not love me, therefore I'm unlovable and it was all my fault. And I got to that place in my journey in the early 90s where, God, I hate you, Mum, you're always beating me, but you got to love your mum, you've only got one mum. And it was that dichotomy that was tearing my soul apart. So synchronistically, I came across the work of John Bradshaw and started the journey of healing the wounds of my childhood. And I did it, actually, by sharing my story. I wrote a letter to Mum saying, Dear Mum, this is just my story telling you how I felt growing up as a child in our family. This is not about blame, I'm just sharing my story. And I'd started off, you know, and got the notepad out, and what I thought was going to be one or two pages ended up being about as thick as War and Peace. Mum, I hated it when you dangled me by my wrist and beat me with a carpet sweeper. I hate it when you hit me with a frying pan. I hate it, you know, when you shamed me in front of my friends. I hated it when you abandoned me in the supermarket. And I just got it all out, you know, got it all out. And it was a monumental effort. And then when I finished that letter, I just signed it, Mum, this is not about blame. I'm just telling you my story. Please tell me your story. And then, and this is the hardest thing I ever did, I actually posted that letter to her. I'm in Australia, she's in England. And eventually I got a letter back saying, Bobby, 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 you think comes the first mother, it's a whole verb. But I was only doing my very best, and I wrote back, Mum, this is not about blame. Tell me your story. And so she told me her story. She was born in Germany between the wars. Her dad was an alcoholic. Her mum was a control freak. Her cousins were in the SS or they were shot. And so I realized that mum had a really violent and dysfunctional childhood. And with that knowledge, the light bulb went off. Yes, mum was doing her very, very best. But all she could do was dump on me what got dumped on her. So by sharing our stories, I was able to break the multi-generational cycle of abuse. And then shortly after that, I found mum in the UK and she was back in hospital with a second incidence of bowel cancer. And that was the first time we spoke as mother and son. And, you know, and 3 days later she died. And what a beautiful closure. But, and I'll finish with this. About a year later, I contacted mum through a medium who shared stuff with me that only mum and I knew. So I knew this medium was Fair Dingham. And mum was telling me, Bobby, thank you so much for writing that letter, because I am now going through the same process with my parents in the beyond. And that, Diana, blew me away.
Wow. So your guides, they think we need to talk a little bit more. I think they want us to go a little deeper, if you're okay with it. And just really, what is in your heart? What did Source put in your heart about sharing your journey? Like, what is it that you are... I don't know. I don't want to even call it anything. What did God put in your heart?
Well, my life now operates under two principles. And the first, another, an innate ability of doing this, of reducing things down to their simplest form. So the first principle for my life is keep it simple, sovereign. I changed it because I realized that the words I use create my reality. So my first principle is KISS principle, keep it simple, sovereign. And then the second principle is something I call the SUE principle, S-U-E. And this is something I coined about 12 years ago. And it's, for me, all are sovereign, unique, and equal. And everything else just flows from that. And both of these principles reside under the umbrella of integrity. Because without personal integrity, then none of this magic would have ever happened. And without integrity, if I can lie to myself, I could lie to anybody. So, and now my life is so simple. There's only one law, do no harm. And I've only got one right, and that is the right of self-determination.
Okay, so I'm going to see kind of what else they want us to talk about. But your story, I can feel how much healing that you did for yourself, but then opened up for other people. So you can tell that you've been through so much so you could help others. And I'm glad that you came on today so that maybe the people that listen to me, maybe they can be helped by where you're working right now. And I think Nicole said to give her the information, and you know, I can put it on my page also, so they can find you. Okay.
That would be fantastic, because I'm a creative person and I don't have a business bone in my body, but I know, I just feel that the message I carry, the time is right, the time is now, the time is here for us all to unite and break the multi-generational cycle of abuse, because I just realized that if you don't hand it back, you pass it on, and that's right. Silly. Yeah. So thanks for the offer, my brother.
And I'm so happy that you shared your information and that you're willing to tell your story, and just grateful to have spoken to you today. And I hope you have a pleasant rest of your day or evening, depending how far away you are.
Well, Diana, I would just close by saying that in 2005 when I became ship's captain. I took that ideology and applied it to my whole life. I am master and commander of this life that I do create, and I take full responsibility for it. And so my life is awesome because I create it that way. So thank you both for your time and attention, and I've got to go find the Kleenex.
And send in your hug. Good to talk to you, Bob.
And Bob,
thank you so
send
much.
Me your send me your stuff. The time has come. We got to do a show about what you mentioned before you got started. But as always, glad you called in, and keep in touch.
Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you.
Bye.
What a way to start a show, eh? All mm-hmm. right. Bob and Esther.
Very nice.
Beautiful. Okay. Wow. Lines are really full. So let's just go linear, I guess. What the heck? Let's go 914 next. 914, you're live with Diana. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name is Catherine. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
What can we help you with today?
Yes, I am involved in a project with a gentleman. His name is Joseph. I was wondering if you see him coming through with his promises or not, please.
Okay, so can you, in your mind, figure out how many promises he's made and put them in your own order and just tell me how many, and then I'll see which one you can, if I can get it, which ones you can count on and which ones maybe you've got to be, you may have to figure it out. So,
I'm wondering if I'll just try to say it out loud. I'm wondering if he'll show up tomorrow and do the project with me, like he said. If not tomorrow, Sunday.
At least I get something on Sunday. I don't get a guarantee for tomorrow, but it's possible.
Okay.
But definitely yes on the someday.
Oh, fantastic.
Is there anything else with it? Cause I also feel some fear, and if you wanted to talk about that, maybe I'm able to check in, and maybe we can alleviate some of that fear you're still hanging on to.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, I don't know if he'll try to kind of take power away from me, or, you know, or credit. That's a little fear that I have. I'm wondering if it'll be successful, if I should hang in there with him for long term on it, or if just, you know, for the extent is over the weekend. And
so something
then
very,
yes.
Something very complicated is happening right now, but it's nice. And my guides want me to talk about it, so it's kind of cool like that. So
thank you.
Okay, so there is everything seems good except the first couple things you were asking about taking credit. That's where something strange is happening. So with that, has it already happened that way, or is it you just have a fear?
I feel like he's fixing to do that. I have a fear that he'd leave me out completely, to tell you the truth. But if you're saying he's showing up on Sunday, then that wouldn't be possible to be left out completely. But I feel
it was
like
possible. Remember, it was possible, but someday. It was the word someday. Not Sunday day of the week. Yeah. Yes, someday. Sorry.
Okay. I'm sorry. I misheard you then.
So this is the thing that I'm seeing right now. So it's interesting how we started off with Bob, because changing the ancestral line, that seems to be something that I do a lot lately. It seems like that's where we're working. But we're working from DNA that is more this level, and trying to raise that up to the levels of our souls and above that, to be working from that higher place, have that higher energy. So, but there's something strange that's happening here that I've seen, that if somebody has a certain genetic, I'm just going to go in it and not worry about it. So if they have instructions through their family line, because the family line has gone through what they've gone through, and that is still in our DNA, in certain situations, you can have what I see is like a projector that goes through like a gene or, you know, some other part of DNA. This projector puts this little veil of like chaos around, and everything interacts with it. And it's such a physical thing. I've been seeing it lately in this 2 months of growth. It's something that I've seen. So something's getting turned on to either make you think you shouldn't trust the person, or it could just be, you know, maybe it's a, you're not seeing it correctly, or they have something around them that makes people suspicious. It's something like that. So it's like a, I should have just said, you know what, someday it might happen, okay, and move on. But I could see this really neat thing happening that I can describe the best I can so far, but it makes it so we can't read it properly. So can I put you in that fear, and are you somewhere where you can close your eyes and just kind of clear your mind and let an idea pop in? And it's okay if it takes a little bit. And anybody who's listening, you can kind of feel how this works.
Hi, I'm so sorry. The call dropped.
Hello?
Hi, yes, I'm sorry. The call had dropped. Yes, sorry. I'm sorry. The call dropped. I apologize.
Oh, okay. But did you want to see if you can get something, if I put you in the fear, or do you want to maybe do that some other time?
I was just wondering, I don't know if you continued speaking while the call dropped, if you see him just kind of trying to edge me out of the project, or anything you were picking up on it.
And we were working on the thing that I saw in front of why you can't get your own answer on it. So I wanted to identify and remove the thing that's making it hard for you to see instead of just telling you the answer.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. I mean,
so there's some kind of, I would say it's like a veil. You walk around, it's either when they, you may have it from your family line, he may have it from his family line, and it's just projected out, and you can't read the situation correctly until we pick ourselves up in a spot. So there's is there a dynamic that repeats here for you?
Yeah, I want to trust people, you know, in these endeavors, and it's, you know, I've gotten burnt before, you know, and it just keeps happening. It could be, you know, maybe I'm not trusting my instinct, but yeah, I feel he won't come through.
And you know what? That may be the case, but at least I want you to be able to reach up to the highest answer in case, you know, there is a different answer there for you, instead of assuming it's that way, because what this does is it keeps you in kind of a worry state, and it's probably draining, right?
Yes.
Just
definitely.
And if you're worried about it, it feels like it's something you would be worried about a lot of hours of your day.
Yeah.
It would just, and for it to do that to you, it's not, you know, you don't get to have any peace, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my higher guidance would love for you to have peace. They'd love for you to, I don't know, let go of whatever it is, if you can just intend to, and we can help you lift it.
Thank you.
Okay, so that feeling, whatever that feeling is, it shouldn't feel as bad as usual. It should be a little lighter because I'm sending you some love too. And just kind of be in that space. And let's lift it up. Let's lift it up to its highest
trying
level.
Trying to shift focus into, you know, from the negative into just hopeful and expecting the best.
Or to be able to see the truth from a higher place.
Ah, beautiful too, yes.
Because it's, you know what, up there, if the truth isn't so great, at least you've got the support up there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't keep bothering you like this. So let's just visualize your higher guidance, and we're just kind of lifting up to them to get that higher version. I call it your soul DNA, but we're going to talk today. This is called like the highest version of where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're up at that highest place right now. I can still feel the pull of the other, but how do you mm-hmm. feel up there? Do you still feel the same?
Yeah, I like exactly what you said. I still feel a pull, but like it's really, you're really amazing because I can feel like that elevated state as well. But yeah, it's like something just wants to pull. Yeah.
But that's what the family line does. That's it. You have to really want to do better. It's not as easy as everybody says, right? Until you're really doing it. And
yeah,
when the universe says, you know what, Diana, we just don't want you to drink alcohol anymore. And, you know, not that I was having a problem or anything, but they said, you already did it. You already did that. You've done that for enough time. And so we're going to do something different. And I'm like, okay. And
mm-hmm.
just realizing that it's that stretch. It's saying I'm not going to do this to this generation, right?
Yeah.
I'm not. Yeah. I'm going to do it from a higher point of view because I had a lot of alcoholism. I guess I didn't say that. And growing up, it wasn't, But in that case, this is a way I can stop it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we get that. It's just kind of neat how Bob called today. Just how we're taking things from where they're at and we're getting them up to a higher place. We have to do it. But do you feel that pull? That doesn't mean give up. It doesn't mean give up. It means let's push a little more forward. I think I've described this to people in the past. So this is like a God test. But, you know, now that I see it from the level I am, we're taking where we're at. And we're lifting it up to a higher vision, higher light, right? It's still the same thing. It's just now I see another layer of it. And I'm sure I'll see another layer of it tomorrow. It's just how it works. So we're going to go back in one more time. I know we've been talking to you for a bit. I hope it's okay with you.
I think this is truly amazing. I've never experienced anything like this before. Thank you. No, this is fantastic. I so appreciate it.
So you trust your higher guidance. I can feel that. So just know that if I'm doing anything that's way out there, they've got you protected, right?
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to trace back that part the part that's pulling us down. We're just tracing that. And because I can do like I do, we're already there where we can kind of see what it is. So I'm going to put that energy right in front of you so you can see it. And you let me know when you know what it is. And my cat really likes you.
Do you know, I think I know what it is, and I think on some level I knew the other day, too, when I was talking to him. Is it just the fact that he's a man and I'm a woman and he's just trying to exert himself? I feel like it's his masculinity and nothing more. Like, it sounds like so mundane. But, yeah, I think that's really what it could be.
Well, that's really interesting. It does touch in there. They're not, you know what, if there's more, it'll pop in your head after we hang up, or you'll think about it another day. But just doing that now, when you think about him, do you still feel that? Do you still feel that anxiety thing?
It's so great to like know what it is, like consciously, that it does make it less. Like it's, you know, the anxiety is too that I feel like it's a good idea, and he's just going to try to steal it and make it his own. That's another part of it. So I think it's like twofold.
So you have to protect yourself, because I can feel that, you know, maybe it's possible for him to do that. So you just have to, knowing that that's possible, just do what you need to do. And then it's not a problem.
Yeah, I'm going to ask for St. Michael's protection around it, that, you know, if he's going to try to attempt anything like that, I'll put it in St. Michael's hands, that it, you know, he'll put his swords around it to, you know, in his blue light and protect me, you know.
Okay, but is there anything that you can do in the physical world? Because that's kind of where I meant for that.
I got you. I was thinking of maybe writing to him, because I did send something and it is time stamped, but I did put both of our names on it, just because I'm honest, you know, because he did contribute some, you know. You know what I mean? So, but I have like a written document, and, you know, the email has a date and time stamp.
Okay. But if you do those things, or if there's more you need to do, you know, because I don't have expertise there, then, you know, check in and see if there's a little bit more.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that last part.
I don't know. Is that person by you? Like, are you around people right now?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My mom walked into the room. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, no. I'm sorry. I don't know. Like, I think it's, you know, if I went to, like, a lawyer type thing, I mean, that could be an avenue. I hope it doesn't come to that, because, like, you know, who wants to deal with that? You know,
so another thing we're doing here is we're opening up the energy for success for this, for you to not have a blind spot, because that DNA part that we were lifting up like that, which I think you've been working on this a long time, because it was fairly easy for us to just release it. So that's you and how much work you put into things. I keep having something interrupt where we're at, so I'm just going to take a moment and see, because it doesn't feel like anything bad.
Okay.
I don't know. I see a man with a very tall man, and he's got, you know, like curly gray and black hair. And he feels like he's like a guide.
Could it be my dad? My dad had curly, darkish hair. And then at the end, it was gray.
Is he on the other side then? That's who this
yes.
is?
Yes, I think that could be my dad.
So I guess he was just sneaking in. But it happened when she would come in the room. That's when I noticed the energy change. So maybe he's just like, hey, tell her I'm okay. Because that's
aww.
What it feels like.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know if they, I just, almost see like he's dancing with her. Like,
oh my goodness! My dad
like
loved to dance.
Singing.
Yes.
Okay, so do you feel when they come in? Do you normally feel them?
Sometimes, not all the time. In my dreams, more so. Or sometimes I'll hear like a sound in my house, and in the area of the room, there's nothing electrical, except a refrigerator, and it's not making that noise. So I'll sometimes say like, hey, What do you want me to know, Poppy? You know, that type of thing.
So can you feel your heart right now where it almost feels like there's a heartbeat in front of your heartbeat?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's just channeling. I don't know if you've ever experienced that before. It just means that they're on the edge of your energy field, and they don't have to be any closer than that. And you can sense their everything about them. Did you want to try and tune into him? You get to do this whole show today, don't you?
You know what's really crazy, too, is my hand is on top of my heart while I was speaking to you. That is just phenomenal. Oh, my goodness.
So are we going to try this? Kind of clear your mind?
Please.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
He's blowing kisses.
Yeah. I see him dancing.
Mm-hmm. So you can see him. Okay, I will be quiet so you can maybe hear him and maybe share a little bit of what you're seeing.
I see him smiling from ear to ear and dancing, and he's like telling me like something like, don't worry about this. It's such a blip in the middle of the road and nothing bad will, you know, he's not going to do anything nefarious. And I should let it go. And I feel like this guy will, I don't like that he's saying it this way, but this is what I'm hearing. And I don't know if maybe that's my interpretation that like, if I give this guy enough rope, he'll hang himself.
I do feel something with that, but I mean, it's more like he's just, you know, he'll take care of it himself, right? Like he'll get into trouble himself kind of feeling.
Yeah.
Okay, let's tune into him one more time. Because I guess I'm supposed to take one more call.
Okay, that's just amazing. I just heard him say I love you. And don't worry.
But you can feel him too, right?
Yeah, and I can't take my hand away from my heart. Like, I have a cup of coffee, and I've been holding it this whole time, like, up against my chest, right over my heart. Like it's sewn onto my shirt or something. It's amazing.
Okay,
yeah, it's amazing.
So the higher guidance is saying that that you're loved. You are so loved. And you're
thank
so beautiful.
You.
And we're so happy you called us today. Thank you.
I'm so happy. And just God bless you. You are truly, truly amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So
are
such
you.
A gift. Thank you.
Thank you.
So much love. Thank you. Many blessings.
Thank you too. Bye.
All right, Catherine, keep in touch. Let us know how it goes. And thanks again for calling in.
Thanks. Thank you so much.
My buttons have gone wonky on the switchboard. Nothing's working. What's going on? Oh, boy. Okay, let me try again. There we go. All right, lucky lottery for the last caller. There's a lot of you. Who will it be? 516, it's you. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name's Anita. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Anita.
Hi. I am booking a trip to Portugal. I'm going on a tour. I'm meeting up with a friend. And in May, I was just wondering what you pick up about the tour. And
Okay. How long are you going to be going for?
2 weeks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you going for spiritual reasons?
No, I'm going. I've been wanting to do an in-depth tour of Portugal for a long time.
Okay, it just feels like it's. I have to feel your energy first, and then as a result of the trip, it just feels like you open up even beyond where you're at. There's something special about that trip. It feels like. If I'm going to explain what it feels like on my physical body, it's like my heart is filled with absolute love, joy, and a bunch of white and gold light. and it's just spreading out. Like you have, I don't know, like your heart's just bursting with the, whatever this wonderfulness is I'm seeing. That it's,
oh, that's nice.
It feels, it's a good trip. It's, it feels like a good trip that will go beyond your expectations. So.
Oh, good. And it'll be safe. That's, I'm worried about COVID. I'm worried about, you know, safety. Yeah, everything. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so you said you're worried about COVID. Is there another safety?
COVID and just safety in general because of the, you know, everything that's going on in the world today.
Okay. So were you listening when I talked to the other one? I keyed into the fear on the safety part. And
No, I didn't. I didn't hear that part. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. It's just, you know what, I can just give you an answer or I can help you let go of that fear too, you know. Cause
oh, that would be great. Yes.
That takes away from the fun, I think, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever that is. So are you somewhere where you can lightly meditate, like just close your eyes?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm in the place where you don't feel safe right now, and we want to release whatever's there. The universe,
okay.
God, source, whatever you believe in has definitely given you enough signs to schedule this trip, right? That's what they're saying, that it's like it was just something that had to happen or was like for a good thing, right?
Yeah, I had scheduled this trip right before COVID, the year of COVID started, the pandemic. Lockdown, and so I had to cancel it. So now I'm rescheduling and meeting up with a friend. So, yeah, I think that's what it's just a little bit of fear, just because of everything that has been happening.
Okay. So when you reach up to your higher guidance, do you normally hear answers?
I don't hear answers, unfortunately.
Okay, but it wouldn't be like sound, you know? It would be more like thoughts. Ideas that pop in that kind of pick you up is when it's your higher guidance. So,
I've been feeling like good about going to Portugal. I just, yeah, have a good feeling about it.
Okay. So just kind of close your eyes, clear your mind. And you're asking your higher guidance, which we can't hear in this sphere right now, right? So what we have to do is we got to go above it in our mind. 25 feet, or until you can feel some light in your higher guidance. So we're just floating above this sphere. So right now you can hear your higher guidance, but you can also feel the fear at the same time. So, but you can differentiate, I think. Do you sense that?
Mm-hmm.
Feel safe to you from up there.
Yeah, it feels safe to me.
Okay, so we can release this other part, right?
Mm-hmm.
The fear?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're just letting go of the fear. Because one of the things about, you know, my guides say with the immune system, they've shown me that if I keep my energy intact and balanced and not in fight or flight, I have less
mm-hmm.
chance of getting COVID, right? So
mm-hmm.
this is good. So, you know, you want...
Yeah.
You don't want to be taken down because of a fear, right?
Correct.
Okay, so we're up there. You're feeling pretty safe. I'm not sure what else is coming through for you, but do you know how you probably weren't listening, but in the beginning I explained God points me a direction or source, and I follow it, and I trust it. And I know you called in for one thing,
mm-hmm.
but they're pointing down a direction. Do you want to see what's there?
Yes.
Okay, so you just close your eyes and relax, and we're walking together. Mm-hmm. And at some point, we're going to get up to what's going to feel like an opening or a door. Let me know when you sense it or see it.
Okay, I see it.
Okay, so we're just going to open it and walk in. And it's new energy, it's your next level, it's information, it's something you need or next. So we're just going in. So are you sensing something? It doesn't feel like a really wonderful thing. You know, it feels like maybe it's a stressor or something like that.
No, I'm actually like visualizing beautiful scenery hill with like you see in Europe, the houses on beautiful white buildings. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay, so can you keep going in that? I think I'm in a different place of wherever I'm clearing, whatever was in the way. Mm-hmm. And you're through the door seeing what's there.
Mm-hmm.
And what does it feel like in there? Does it feel like calm and peace?
Yeah, it feels beautiful.
They're saying that there's a place to sit down. Are you able to sit down there? And I don't know. It kind of looks like a bench to me, but I don't know what it looks like to you.
Yeah, a bench. That was funny. I was visualizing a bench.
Okay, so you're going to sit down, just kind of close your eyes and have your arms down at your side and just relax. And just let whatever unfolds, you know, just whatever you see, sense.
Okay.
And did anything change?
No, I just saw like myself sitting on this bench on a rooftop from a hotel overlooking this beautiful scenery of the city.
So are you believing this is probably a view from the future?
Yes.
Okay. It's kind of neat that you can do that, don't you think?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And the weather is nice?
Beautiful. I'm going in May, so it should be nice.
Okay, good. Now they're asking me if there's any other things that, I don't know, that you would ask about now. Have you ever wondered anything that you want to ask?
Yeah. I've been told about this man I'm going to meet. They all say he's my twin flame. And I was wondering if you pick up anything about him and when he's coming in. And
okay, so where we're at feels too limiting, this question about the man. I feel like we need to open up the energy from this because it's too restrictive. So let's just ask the universe if it's supposed to be a different way to make it more visual for you, easier to find, right?
Okay.
Are you open that there could be more than one person?
Yeah.
From? Okay. Because
yeah.
I'm seeing like five choices, do you know? So
five. I haven't had one choice in a long time.
Right. But there's something here that feels too restrictive.
Okay.
When you ask God or Source for help, how would you ask them to remove any barriers for you? What's the way that you do it?
I just asked him to, bring in the most ideal partner for me. That's all.
Okay, so now I feel some heart chakra stuff going on. So when you feel things, you breathe into them. Breathe into them just means we're going to go closer and see what it is.
Okay.
And you do have people on the other side that support you. I can feel them. Okay, so you're on the root cause of something now, and if you don't want to say it out loud, you don't have to. If you're comfortable with what popped in, go ahead.
Nothing popped in. I can't think of anything right now.
Okay, let's go back again, and if I'm allowed to see it for you and I won't say it in a way that hurts you, are you okay with that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Are there any experiences in, your early teens?
Nothing really bad.
Okay, because sometimes it's not bad. It's because this is about relationships, there could mm-hmm. be something like that. It doesn't mean that you suffered a loss like I did before I opened up or whatever. It's it could just be a time where you learned something. Or
yeah,
in
my 20s, a breakup of a serious relationship in my 20s.
And that's not even the one I was at, but I'm like, oh my gosh, she went even further in. So I'm asking God, how do we do this? They said, just let it go. Let it float, let it go, let it open up this area that you've been wanting to open up for a long time.
Okay.
Okay, and I think they want to give you some words. They just said that you are so loved. You are beauty. You have to feel that you are beauty, all of you. They said if you will just sit and see how beautiful you are, even for 3 or 4 minutes a day, this area that you're trying to expand and go to your next level will absolutely open.
Okay.
And I'm not sure. Are we close on time, Nicole? Okay, so I am going to keep sending that lilac healing and prayers and love and stuff for you if you're okay with that.
Yes, that would be great. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I hope you enjoy your trip, and I'm so glad you called, and I'm just giving you a big hug, and you deserve a beautiful life, and you are beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Well,
thank you so much.
I'll talk. Okay.
Bye.
All right. Keep in touch. Let us know how your trip went. Wow. Well, that time went super fast. We're at the top of the hour. Fun show. It's always a epic journey into layers and of interesting things. Diana, can you share some shameless self-promotion before you run off on us?
I feel like I've done enough of that in this one, but I'm just really thankful for everyone who listens. I don't think I say that enough, so thank you. And thank you, Nicole.
Oh, my pleasure and honor. It was a great time being with you on the airwaves today. I look forward to next time, as do the other callers. You never know who's going to get through. Never give up. Always keep trying. And looking forward to hearing more about Bob's ducks in a row there. We'll keep you posted on that.
Right.
And yeah. Exciting stuff.
All right,
Diana. Have a great month.
Okay,
we'll see you next time. Bye for now. Diana Kuschenbach is all linked up at newsthesoul.com. We've got some more for you right after this quick reset break.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.